Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Flex on people, you know, going through and stuff. But I think that
sometimes we look past things that can be right in our face. And when you do that, you miss things a lot. You got to go back and do it again to go see what's going on, what's wrong. You know, I think that sometimes as men, we fail to see the obvious things and we fail to correct it. And like I said, if we go through it, we'll suffer through our own way. You know, sometimes we get stuck in our ways and don't like change or just do it for you. You know, everything. That everything, you know, that glitters isn't always gold. So that's my take on that. What you got to say about that?
I definitely agree with you, you know what I'm saying? Oftentimes, you know, as men, we don't take the time out to try to learn from other people. We don't take the time out to sit back and learn from somebody else. It's like you said, that sometimes the answer's in our face, but sometimes, you know, we as men don't like to ask questions. I'm going to just be real with it today. We don't like to ask questions. We like to already know, you know, what's going on in the situation. And when we don't know what's going on, then, you know, that was tough. The first one says, a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver and gold. So what they're saying is, like, to have a good name about yourself, it's worth more than, you know, even having money in your pocket. You know, through the years, you rely on certain people or their presence gives off a certain impression. And what I mean by that is that, you know, your name can go a far way. People can feel some type of way about you by just hearing your name. So, like, when you hear the name of Jesus, you automatically think of help, savior, refuge. These are things that you already think of when you hear the name of Jesus. So, in this verse, it's telling us that a good name is better than riches. Even silver and gold, to be esteemed is better, you know, then silver or gold. So you have to have this aura about you. You want to keep this good aura about you when you're walking with the Lord. These are the things that comes with it. You know, when you're walking with God, you know, sometimes in your life you might your name might get slid through the mud, but when you hear somebody's name, Just to have a good aura about you. That's what I'm trying to get. To have a good aura about you is better than having all the money in the world, all the money in your pocket. To have a good name about you is better than, you know, silver and gold. So that's my take on it. Do we have any men online that have different interpretations or comments, add-ons? All lines open.
Good morning, gentlemen. I agree with everything that you both guys are saying in both the verses, you know. You know, everybody's exactly right, you know. I mean, we see it today. I mean, just this past weekend, you know, not to bring it up, but, you know, we have our new president, you know, and his name, you know, his name alone, he's rich and he has everything he wanted to be. He aspired to be the president of the United States, you know, one of the top job in all of the world. But we have protests and women going down there protesting and people rioting just because of his name. You know, that speaks a lot in itself. You know, we had a president, first black president, and President Obama. His name, when you say his name, you know, his name is going to always be respected, you know. And so, you know, it just goes to see that how, you know, when you walk with God and have faith, that even you know, it says the rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of all of them. You know, God made us all, whether we rich, we poor, you know, whatever, you know, he put in front of us. But he always wanted our, you know, us to be people with our name. And it don't matter if you're rich or you're poor, you know, so. You know, your name goes a long way. You know, your name, you know, and what you make of yourself, it goes a long way. You know, you could be the richest man in the world, But if your name and everything about you isn't good, then people don't respect you. You know, if you're not walking with God, you know, then people don't respect you. You know, not one time that Trump, you don't even know his religious preferences, you know, and you could tell the difference, you know, even with Obama, you could see that he was a religious man, you know, and you see him in church, you see him with his family and all these different things, you know, so I think you guys are right in that, you know, so I just want to say that.
Always appreciate your comment, man. Definitely, man. You know, you hit it right on the nail. You say just his name. You don't really know nothing about this man, and you know, just his name. You know, people go rioting in D.C. What was that yesterday?
Yeah. And doing inauguration.
And inauguration.
No, inauguration. They had the woman's thing yesterday.
And inauguration was what?
Friday.
I saw it on social media, man. They were riding, they picked a mop up, and I forgot what I was picking up at the store. You know what I mean? Getting arrested. Yeah, a lot of people got arrested. You know, a lot of people were hurt and everything. You know, so this says, okay, we're going to move on. Nobody else said to us,
but
all right. So we're going to move on to verse 4. Verse 4 says, humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and vice. There's a lot of ways and interpretations to go with this verse. This verse, humility is the fear of the Lord. And it says, wages are riches and honor and life. So these are the things that, you know, we always hear about, oh, you know, people should, people God should be patient, things of that nature. You know, we hear things all the time about, you know, the high road, you know, all the riches and for the people of the world. God is telling us right here that humility is the fear of the Lord. And it's wages. So if you're fearing the Lord, that'd be always humble. You always, you're never bragging or boasting. You're never being cocky. You're never overconfident. And it's what it says, that it's wages, all riches, and honor, and life. These are the things that people nowadays, they kill for. Riches, honor, and life. People, in this day and age, you know, it's all about the money and the respect, and also that was the power. So, in these days, God is telling us that we don't have to go about that the wrong way. All we have to do is fear the Lord. Now, do we fear the Lord the right way? It's humility. Denounce yourself. But people tell you, oh, man, you know, you're doing a good job, man. You're doing this, you're doing that. Oh, man, you know, it ain't me. It's God. A lot of people know, we watched a lot of war shows, and the last thing that they mention is God. They like to mention the directors, like they like to mention mama and daddy. Well, all that is fine, but if it wasn't for God, mama and daddy wouldn't have hooked up and made you. So, we have to understand how to walk in fact and think his word about things in our lives, because you see how easy that it is. People like to make God complicated. People like to make him complex and all, you gotta jump through and clap 3 times and twist your ankle to get to heaven. That's not what it is. Get to heaven, all you have to do is, first of all, you have to give your life to Christ, accept the control and savior of your life. And when it comes to saving your life, people don't think that the Bible has all the answers, but it does. Whatever that you're looking for, if you're looking for how to serve the Lord correctly, it's in his word. If you're looking for how to deal with your enemies, how to deal with people that say they love you and curse you behind your back, to deal with the the church that are going to rub you the wrong way. There is no formula for this. All we have to do is open the word of God, and God will tell us. God will instruct us all how to do it. The humble, when you're humble, first of all, when you're humble, you ain't telling nobody told. When you're humble, you're not in the way. When you're humble, you're just there in your lane doing what you have to do. And God's telling you that when you are, when you do these things, that's showing the fear of the Lord. And then when you do these things, that's when you get the riches and the honor and life. You think about that, brother, man?
Everything, you know, as you think about it, you know, staying in your land, everything is doing what God says. I think sometimes, you know, we sometimes get complacent on what we have, on what we're blessed to have. And sometimes we take it for granted. And that's, you know, I think with the riches and everything, you'll see everything, and you'll see something that you want, and sometimes, you know, you might get greedy. And after, you know, you might step out of your bounds that God has you in right now to try and do something that wasn't, may not have been meant for you. And if it wasn't meant for you, you know, he's going to let you do what you want to do regardless. But, you know, if it wasn't meant for you at the time, then, you know, it might wind up messing you up, you know. Things, I think that some things that we do, you know, we do have that free will, and we do them on our own, and we don't consult God about it. And then we wonder why it fails. We wonder why, you know, sometimes it just don't work out. And that, you know, we get mad. That might try again. You know, that might not be the thing that's for you. You know?
And oftentimes, man, when we think of riches, man, we always think of money. Why can't you be rich in health? Why can't we be satisfied being rich in family, being rich and life, being rich in all aspects of life? It doesn't have to be just money. It's because you're rich. Yeah, I think it's coming off the bill in 30 days. Damn. And see, people that middle class, you know, we doing good, but we cannot fathom. Oh, you got $1.5 billion and you jumping off the roof. Because they're not happy. See, God never, see, in parentheses in this verse, it doesn't say money. It says riches. We have to learn how to be rich in family, rich in health. They don't got to be with money. Ooh, bank account is bigger. Because when you're that, you can't take it with you. Think about this, Brother Mike. What do you think? Got a good interpretation? Any add-on lines?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're all right. And for me, I like this verse when it says, you know, humility is the fear of the Lord. I think people read that, and, like, for me, I had to learn what that meant. Like, so for me, you know, when I was young, you know, people be like, oh, you should be afraid of the Lord and things of that nature. And you think of it like, you know, what he could do to you, like, oh, if I don't do this, then, oh, he's going to punish me. You know, it's not about that type of fear. For me now, as I got older, it's about fear and disappointing the Lord. Like I have the fear of, I don't want to disappoint my parents. Like, that's the fear that people should have. It's the fear of you disappointing the Lord. And if you have that fear, then, and you don't want to disappoint the Lord, then that means you're not going to disappoint yourself. You're not going to disappoint. It trickles down. So, you know, I don't want to disappoint the Lord. And so for me, if I don't disappoint the Lord, what is my, and it says, you know, the riches. My riches for me and the honor for me is the honor of being a good father. It's the honor of being a good husband or boyfriend. It's the honor of being good to my fellow man. That's where the riches come from, and then the riches is inside you. So you have the honor of being a good person, a good father, a good man, and the riches is how you feel about yourself, and the riches is what you get back from it. You know, you give to your fellow man, give to my fellow man, and I feel good in return. That's the riches in your soul and what you get from that. So I agree with all you guys, you know, man. Just if people have that mindset of not disappointing the Lord, you know, I think, you know, they can understand what it means to be an honorable person and have the riches in life. You're right. It isn't about money. It's just the riches and how you feel, what you do, how you as a person, the honor that you get in that. And that goes back to your name. And if you do all that, then your name will be powerful. Then when they speak upon you as an individual, they can say, oh, Brother Anthony, that's a great person right there. He's a great man. You know, he does this, this, and this. That's what makes your name. That's what keeps you, you know, and that grows. So, you know, definitely I agree with you guys.
Well, I definitely want to tailgate off what you're saying right there. You know, as men, we always want to have a legacy. You know, that's the main part. You know, some cultures, having children is, you know, becoming of a man. And, you know, the children take your last name. That definitely follows with, you know, what whatever you do, you know, also falls down on them. You know, and your name. So, you know, whether it be a bad person or whether you have, like, a bad last name or something, whether, you know, just anything in general regarding your name, whether you have a nickname or something, it always goes back to the meaning of something. But every name has meaning. And, you know, but once you find out what your name means, you know, you definitely embody it. And after you definitely respect, you know, what it's there for, what it means, you know. Sometimes some people, they go back, you know, they go on ancestors, they look at their predecessors, they go look at their, you know, people before them to find back their history, to find where they came from, you know, because it's always that urge to know. I wonder what my great-great-grandfather did. I wonder where I came from at this first time. You know, that name that I have, that my last name that follows me, that's all my social security number. You know, that's on my card and everything. You know, it's the name that I write all the time. I want to know what it is. So, that's my take on that.
Amen. This is very key, man. This verse right here, this verse, I'm sick, you'll jump down. Because I have to say that this is key in life. And see, it ain't always about being physical. First thing says, Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. I want to say here, this will be the closing verse. I just want everybody to know this is the closing verse. This verse is so very, very, very important. When they tell us that, because the NIV version, well, the King James version says, train up a child the way they should go and never, never turn from it. When we are, one thing I can remember, I'm going to spot it off like this. One thing I can remember is when I was younger. Even when I didn't understand it, even when I didn't even what was of age to understand what was going on. I remember church. There's a lot of things, you know, that you instill in your kids while growing up, and if you instill them in your children, that when they get older, they won't. I'm not going to say that they won't stray from it, because they might, but they always know what home is. When you instill the fear of God in your children, when you instill that's where the help is, when you instill that he's a way maker, he's a whale in the middle of the wheel. When you instill that into your children, I just want everybody to know that they will never leave from God. They might leave the church, but they would never leave God. These are the one thing that's the most important thing. Yes, you have to teach them manners. You have to teach them how to read and write and everything. Yes. But one of the most important things in your children's life is to know Jesus. for that family. Because see, there's no mama, no daddy that can get you into heaven. As we talked about these names, there's not the only name that can get you saved is Jesus. The only name that is worth banking off of. I don't care what the last name is. We talk about these names and we talk about the trust and the Obamas and the last names and the mark that it makes in history. But the only name that which by men can be saved is by the name of Jesus. So we need to understand that these are the things that we have to instill in our children. When we are instilling the discipline and the manners, the one thing that we must understand is that once we instill Jesus into our kids, that no matter which way they go, they will always know what the help is, that they will always know that mama always sang about this Jesus and daddy always talked about this Jesus and auntie and uncle, when they were going through, and I knew what they were going through, they called on the name of Jesus, and they told me that, be all right. So when the word tells us that if you start children all on the way they should go, and the only way that they should go is for Jesus. And when we understand these things, that even when they are old, they will not turn from these things. We often see that when we get into this older age, that is some things and some teachings that we just push all to the side. And I want to give everybody a chance to comment, but before we go, I just want to it's certain things that has to be said, that has to be done. So when they are older, yeah, they might twist your teachings up a little bit. But one thing that's going to stay the same is that they will be able to go back and say, I remember when mama and daddy used to get on their knees and cry out to Jesus. And I remember when we was at church and the people would cry, and the people would, when I was young, I couldn't understand why people would just break out crying in church. And then when I got old and understand, and because it was instilled in me, I started to understand why people would just say there's nothing wrong with their tears running down their eyes. I want everybody to be able to comment, so I'm gonna cut my show. So, man, please let me get some comments, different interpretations, add-ons, whatever you need.
I think that you're exactly right, you know, and what you're speaking to, I'm a perfect example of that. You know, when I was real young, I grew up in a church and didn't never really want to go, you know, because you're young and you just want to go home and you want to sleep and you want to, you know, you go to school all week and you're like, man, I just want to chill. It's my weekend, you know. And as I got older, you know, I went through life and strayed from church and, you know, things happened. But I always did have God and the Lord in my life, like you said. And it eventually, you know, guided me back to where I'm here today to have this conversation with you guys, to be going to church today, you know, to give myself to the Lord and you know, to do all these things. So, you know, hey, when you spoke to that, you know, you was speaking to me, you know, I'm a perfect example of that. So I definitely agree with what you're saying.
Hey, man, the only other thing I would like to add is that, you know, definitely it is very key to have God in your life. And, you know, I thank God that he's in my life and, you know, he's affected me in the best of ways, blessed us with things that, you know, we have. And I definitely agree to the point of that, you know, we just got to keep God first and keep doing what we're doing and definitely put trust in him and never forget about him.
Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord. Father God, name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to give your name of praise. Father God, we ask that you be in our service, Father God, to be with us, Father God, forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Father, next week, this is the first word. This week, got it first. You heard?
Dope.